Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It is episode 23 of Football and Random Things, presented by Iowa Diamond in the Carl Chevrolet Studios at the Cyclone Fanatic offices in Ankeny. This will be a short edition of Football and Random Things.
Just a little fart.
Yes, it will be that.
A short little, just a puff of a fart. Just a skosh. Just a pinch.
You should put your microphone in front of your face.
It's on the left side of my face right now.
Yeah, you had it. You have it like at your chin.
I always have it on the right side of my face, and I have it on the left side of my face for some reason. I don't like it. So if at some point,
I mean, do you want to flip it? I can.
At some point, if you just hear rustling,
just flip it.
At some point, it's going to happen. I'm going to try and live with this. I'm going to try and be ambidextrous with my microphone.
Okay. Well, regardless, Jeff is like an adult now. And has a job where we had to adjust the recording schedule. So that's why we're recording on Tuesday night.
Well, this is an abnormal week.
Yeah.
You'll get used to, I like being more regular, having a consistent fart schedule rather than being irregular and pushing it back and not farting until Tuesday.
Right. Right. Of course. But this will be a shortened one because I have to go to Ames for the basketball game. So we're going to do something a little bit different. Jeff doesn't know what we're going to do, but
I don't.
We're going to test his knowledge today.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back on Football and Random Things presented by Iowa Diamond in the Carl Chevrolet Studios on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
Jeff, how many of the 84 Heisman Trophy winners do you think you can name?
Oh, whew. Like, am I putting an over-under here?
Yeah, I mean, we can start. Yeah, we can do that.
Over-under. Mm. That's very ballsy for me to say that and then not be like...
You should just flip your microphone now. I'm telling you right now. Just flip your microphone. There you go. I can tell. I don't like how it is on your face. It sounds different in my headphones. I need you to just have it normal where it's right in front of you. Yes, that's better.
See, it's a lefty-right thing. It's a left-right thing.
Yeah, it sounds... Sorry to everybody that just had to hear that.
I can't fart out of my left side.
All right. Are you ready now?
I'm not an ambi-turner.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying the fact that you're in a hurry and I'm not for the first time in the history of this podcast. Something is time constraining you and not time constraining me.
Okay. So with this quiz, you can do them in any order you want to. Obviously, I'm not even going to let you say Kyler Murray because we already know that one.
Okay. So are there, because there are some that I'm sure if I bring them up, they might be like runners up and not actually Heisman winners. Is there a penalty for that? Or can I just list out names?
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like if we're going to, you know, we need to come up with these names and then we can talk about them. And it's not just like, oh, I mean, you're going to do 20 minutes of you just continuously listing names.
Okay.
I know most of these. I'm pretty good at this. So.
Okay. This is a statistical, this is like a random factoid thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we go backwards, we go Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently there was someone, Terry Baker in 1962 won the Heisman at Oregon. So you got, or at Oregon State. So you got him now.
Oh, Terry Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks. And then before that, it was Mariota. So let's just go with Mariota because he won it.
Okay. Got him.
Jameis Winston.
That was that's 2013.
I think I'm missing the 2015.
You are
winner.
Yeah,
who's the 2015 winner? Derrick Henry.
Yep. One of the more questionable ones, I think.
Especially because Christian McCaffrey was his runner up, and he should have won that award.
Yeah.
The only other person, well, it's just Barry Sanders.
There you go.
Like one, he was the only other person that recorded 3,000 scrimmage yards, and didn't somehow win the Heisman. If we go back, so then Mark Ingram would have been right before that.
That was 2009.
2009, so I missed a couple of years.
Yeah, you've missed, you've got 10, 11, 12, and you've got 16 still.
16? Man, that must have been an unremarkable Heisman season.
I'm not going to give you schools like until you start to really labor, you know?
Well, it's just the ones I'm going to go just top of mind now. So Tim Tebow.
That was 2007.
Yeah. Archie Griffin won it twice.
Yep. That was 74-75. You also got Robert Griffin, I guess, in 2011.
Oh, so just typing in Griffin.
So yeah.
Okay. Matt Leinart.
It's 2004.
Reggie Bush.
2005. Vacated, technically. Did not win the Heisman in 2005.
Definitely counts. Vince Young did not win it because he was runner-up. That was one right away.
Yeah.
Why did that not go down to Vince Young? Why did that not happen? Anyway.
It's just like in when they take away someone's national championship, like the other school doesn't get the national championship.
They should. But anyway.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Jason White.
It's 2003.
Sam Bradford.
He also got Charles White out of the name White.
Cool.
In 1979.
Okay.
USC.
Herschel Walker.
Who'd you just say?
Sam Bradford.
Yep. That's 2006.
Herschel Walker.
2008, sorry. Walker is 1982. You also got Doak Walker in 1948.
Sweet. Johnny Rogers.
That's 1970.
There's no particular order for this. This is whatever comes to mind. Herschel Walker.
Wait, how do you... Okay, there we go. No, I got it. You also got George Rogers in 1980 from South Carolina.
Okay.
You actually got that one because I spelled Johnny Rogers' name wrong.
Steve Spurrier.
Yep, that's one. I think that's
totally unrelated.
That's 1966, I think.
While we're going way back, Niall Kinnick.
How do you spell Spurrier?
S-P-U-R-R-I-E-R.
There we go. Got it. Kinnick.
Niall Kinnick. While we're going way back.
1939.
Did you get my Herschel Walker?
I did.
Okay. Now we're going. Ricky Williams.
There you go. It's 1998.
Charles White.
Already got him.
Oh.
Remember we... Yeah.
Oh.
I told you that.
Okay. So they're going...
I'm still surprised you don't have 16. Or 12.
Robert Griffin.
Already got him.
Oh.
Remember because we said Griffin.
Oh, Archie Griffin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then... Who... okay. So I'm going just like school by school here. I probably shouldn't stay in the big... Oh, Troy Smith.
There you go. That's 2006. You also got Bruce Smith in 1941. Nobody could ever forget his his phenomenal season with the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Now I'm starting. Charles Woodson.
That's 1997 with Michigan. Split the national title.
Did Ron Dayne win the Heisman?
He did, 1999.
Okay. Eric Crouch.
Yep, there's 2001. You're almost out of the 2000s. Oh, here, I'll give you the rest of your years you got in 2000. You got 2002. Quarterback.
Is it Carson Palmer?
It was. You got 2010. Another quarterback. From the SEC.
This is a Cam Newton.
Yep. I was going to say, there's some of these that you're like, man, I'm going to be mad at myself for not knowing that. 2012, you'll be mad at yourself for not knowing too. Another quarterback in the SEC. Come on, man.
This is like a staring at the dot and the dot's not there. Okay. So if we're going 2012, quarterback in the SEC, because it wasn't. Okay. So all the quarterbacks that have won it of recent years have been. So Mariota, Winston, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Tim Tebow.
You still skipped over 2016.
Yeah,
I don't know why you can't get that one.
I don't know. It's a total brain fart.
He's in the NFL. He's a rookie. He was just completed his rookie season in the NFL. Man, come on.
You are looking at the list. Much different.
No, I know. If you asked me who won the Heisman 2 years ago, I would know. Like, or 3 years ago now. I would know.
Who am I missing?
Everybody out there is just like...
I know. They're
just
screaming
like,
at
Jeff
the screen
is a complete
right
idiot, apparently.
They're screaming at the screen right now. Why am I missing this?
So much dead air.
There's so much dead air in this.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Okay. Let's go back. Do you want me to give you the school? I mean, with this one, I give you the school. It's so obvious. That's the problem.
Yeah. If you give me... Don't give me the school yet. But let's move out of that.
Okay. Let's go back to 1996.
Danny Werfel?
Yep. Apparently you don't have to Danny Werfel's name's so hard to spell you don't have to spell it in order to get
isn't it W-U-E-R-F-F-E-L?
Yeah, I typed Werfel? In W-U and it was and it filled. 1995 running back.
Did Charlie Ward from Florida State win it?
He did. That was 1993.
Okay.
He was a quarterback, but
yeah, he was not a running back.
Yeah. You don't have 2000. I don't think you probably won't remember that one. That one's a kind of an obscure one, I think.
So if I have 94.
Yep. Big Eight. Running back.
Is it a Texas guy?
Texas was not in the Big Eight. So no. It is not a Texas guy.
Not a Texas guy.
Texas has only had... I think, is Ricky Williams the only guy from Texas that's ever won the Heisman? Yeah, I think he is. No, okay, they had, never mind. No, they had, I think they had at least one more. I'm looking at this list right here. Yeah, I think just one more.
Cole McCoy didn't win it, did he?
No, he did not. That's what I'm saying. It's not Cole McCoy. He was the same year as Mark Ingram. That was when him and Sue and Toby Gerhart were the finalists.
Yeah. I'm mad at myself for not knowing 2016.
Yeah, just, you should be.
I'm mad at myself for not knowing 2016.
That's one of those ones that, like I said, eventually when we get to the point where it's like, all right, you're sounding like too big of an idiot. I need to tell you what school. Both of those, 2012 and 2016, both of them, I'll tell you the school and you'll immediately know who it is.
Okay, I'm going to. Did Rocket Ismail win one in the 90s?
No, he didn't. But
Tim Brown did.
Yeah, you're actually on a good train of thought there though with Rocket Ismail.
Newt Rockne. At some point, did he not win?
No,
that was before Heisman was even a thing.
Yeah, I was just say I don't think so. The Heisman started in 1935.
Say random Heismans.
Yeah,
like random Notre Dame players because there's enough Notre Dame players. Roger Staubach won it. He wasn't Notre Dame. He was in the Navy, but
did he? How do you spell
pretty
it?
Pretty sure. Staubach.
Yep, got him. 1963.
Did Joe Namath win it?
That's
a total shot in the dark.
No, I don't think he did because I don't think that an Alabama quarterback has ever won. If I remember correctly.
Andrew Luck didn't win the Heisman, did he?
No, he didn't. No. How about 2000 or 1992 quarterback?
Wait, is the 2001 Chris Winkie?
No, he is actually 2000.
2000. That's what I mean. The 2001.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 2000. Yeah. Yeah. That is 2000. Chris Winkie. Man, of course you would pull Chris Winkie out of your ass before you could get.
It's a total brain fart.
Before you got 2012, which was literally when you were playing. And it's like, I feel like, I guess you didn't play them then, but they wouldn't have been that far out of the mind, probably, this school. '95 is another running back that it was big name running back from the Big Ten. Beat Tommy Frazier. 1992 played for seemingly 7,000 NFL teams.
Well, I know Eddie George won it at one point.
Yep, that was Eddie George, 1995. Good job. Right. 1992, a quarterback, played in the NFL for a very long time and was basically like a backup forever.
Drew Bledsoe?
No.
Did he not win it?
No, he didn't.
At some point? Ryan Leaf didn't win it.
No, he didn't.
Who beat Peyton Manning?
Charles Woodson and Ricky Williams both did. Or I guess it was probably just Charles Woodson. Woodson and Danny Werfel.
Okay. I don't want that. I don't think he did, but Vinny Testaverde did it.
That was him. That's who I'm trying. That's who I've been
back
trying.
Back in 92?
Yes.
Vinny Testaverde.
Or wait, he might have actually been... Maybe he was 86. How do you spell Testaverde?
T-E-S-T-A, I think.
V-R-D. Testa. Yep. Yeah, okay. So he was actually 86. I think I know who's 1992, but I'm not going to remember this for sure. 1990 was a quarterback, too, from a small school. 91 is a receiver/punt returner. probably one of the more famous Heisman Trophy winners of all time, made a celebration rather famous.
It's the other Woodson.
Nope.
No. He's on game day.
You're thinking of the right school.
It's
yeah.
Michigan. He's on game day. Brain fart. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
God, this is nothing makes you feel dumber.
1989 is a quarterback. 1985 is a running back.
If you go in, if you were in the
one of the most famous athletes of all time, 1985 running back,
Bo Jackson.
Yep.
If you were to give me more hints in the '80s,
damn it, you also got 2016 out of that too, because it was Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Good Lord, how did I not get Lamar Jackson?
That's what I've been sitting here trying to say to you.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you don't know Lamar Jackson. I gave you so many hints.
You did. Yes, I know. But it was just, like I said, it's one of those things where, like, you're staring, like, you look at an X at one side of a sheet of paper, and the other side of the sheet of paper is a circle. Mm-hmm. If you stare at the X long enough, the circle disappears. It's still there. I just didn't recognize it. Okay, now 2012, that's bothering me because I played in that year.
Yeah.
And 2012 would have been my junior year, which would have been Colin Klein's. Did Colin Klein, was he the runner-up in 2012 or is that 2011?
I think he was the runner-up in 2012.
In 2012? Who would have won it in 2012?
Another one of the like more notable Heisman Trophy winners of recent years.
And it was a quarterback.
It was a quarterback from the SEC.
Yeah, you've already said that. Go.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Quarterback, 1984, the Big East.
Deshaun Watson did not win the.
He did not win the Heisman. No. Mm.
He got second twice.
Wouldn't have even been.
He got second twice.
Like the same year.
He got second twice. Yes, yeah. I know. Well, I was thinking SEC. It's not even SEC. That's ACC. That's a terrible guess. I'm so mad at myself right now. Goose Brava, Jeff.
Yeah. There's some of these that. Yeah. Let's just say you're not, everybody out there is wondering like why they listen to this podcast right now.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you. Can you see the disappointment in my eyes?
I can see the disappointment. Good. Okay, I'm glad good. I'm glad you also prepped me for this. Yeah. I knew I was going to do this.
Well, I'm not going to give you a chance to study. That would obviously make it way too easy.
Not even study. Just like look at a list once.
No, I'm not. Why would I do that? Why would I let you look at the list? What's the point of that? Doesn't that completely defeat the purpose? Not even
read the whole thing. Just look at a picture of a list and let the memory soak back into your brain.
Okay.
I'm mad at myself, especially for 2012.
All right. I'm going to start giving you schools because I'm not going to give you 2012 yet because that one is still... Like I'm going to make you stew on that one for a while.
I was playing when that happened.
1994 running back from Colorado.
Oh my God. Skip it.
Okay. 1992, a quarterback from Miami.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
1991, wide receiver punt returner from Michigan.
Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
There's the name.
Come on, man. 1990, quarterback from BYU.
Steve Young?
No. Steve Young was like in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, because he would have played the late 80s.
Yeah.
Quarterback from BYU. Oh, my. Ty Detmer.
Yep. There you go. 1989, quarterback from Houston. One of like the original air raid quarterbacks. He's an announcer now, I think. I don't know. You might not know that one. 1984 quarterback from Boston College.
Doug Flutie.
Yep. 1983 running back from Nebraska.
Okay, this is another one that I was mad about because I didn't. So it is. Skip it, come back. That's another brain fart.
Okay. 1981 running back USC.
Marcus Allen.
Yep. 1978 running back from Oklahoma.
Billy Sims.
Yep. Oh, wait. Sims. Okay, there we go. 1977 running back from Texas.
Earl Thomas. Earl Watson. Earl. Oh my God.
We're going to think of everyone named Earl. Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas plays safety for the Seahawks.
He does.
Did.
Earl Watson was the might still be the coach of the Phoenix Suns. I actually don't remember for sure.
Earl Campbell.
Yep. 1976 running back from Pittsburgh.
Tony Dorsett.
Yep. ...1973 running back from Penn State. I don't think I even know that one. Man, now we're getting into the... Now we're going to start getting into the weeds here a little bit.
But we still don't have 2012, so that's a thing.
Yeah, still don't have 2012. You still haven't thought of that one.
It's a quarterback from the SEC. And the teams that are good enough to necessitate a quarterback... It's not an Alabama quarterback.
No. Alabama, we covered this. Alabama hasn't had a quarterback win the Heisman.
It's not an... Auburn quarterback.
It is not an Auburn quarterback.
Then the other teams that would have been good at the time would have been Johnny Manziel. Oh my God. How did I not get Johnny Manziel off the top? Whew. Jesus, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
I'm embarrassed.
1968 is a running back from USC.
Hmm.
There was two running backs from USC in 65 and 68. I can't remember which one was which, but I know who both of them are. One of them was briefly the athletic director at USC. The other one is probably one of the more famous people of the last three decades.
OJ, probably not the guy you want to be on a list with most of the time.
He was 1968.
And I thought it was... I thought it was a guy named White.
Yeah, you got Charles White already.
Yeah.
1979.
Okay, so 79, not in the 60s. I got nothing in that one.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of getting to the point where I don't think I would even know a lot. He's a lot of guys from Army, some guys from Yale. Do you know the first Heisman Trophy winner?
Nope.
I know that one. Jay Bergwanger.
Oh, yeah.
From the University of Chicago. All right. We're going to go back to these last four, and then we got to take a break. And I'm going to give you one more chance to figure these out.
Okay.
Running back, Colorado, 1994.
Doesn't it? It's a name that has a hyphen in it.
No, I don't think so.
Not?
Nope. It's not.
I do remember it is an unconventional name.
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And because... I don't know that I'm not talking myself into a name anywhere.
And then quarterback from Miami. I'm like half sure that I know who that is. And then 89 quarterback from Houston, 1983 running back from Nebraska.
It's not Ward, because we already talked about it. He's not, he didn't play at Houston.
You're really close with that name though.
Ware?
Yep. Andre Ware.
Yeah. That was a layup hint. That's what that was.
Yeah, it was. I've given you a few.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel is one of them. God, an idiot. Idiot.
1983 running back from Nebraska.
This one hurts your soul if I don't remember this one.
I mean, I don't care, but yeah, I mean, I pretty good running back.
This is one where you're going to say it and I'll remember it. Just you go for it.
Okay. All right. That's Mike Rozier.
Yep.
Colorado, 1994 is Rashawn Salaam.
Yeah, that's what it was. Salaam. That's what I was thinking of.
92. Man, I think it's like Gino Arrieta or something like that. We're going to give up though. Gino Toretta. Yeah. So I was kind of close. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of these other ones were kind of, I mean, are all, like I said, they're all kind of goofy, you know, like the old ones, it's hard to get those, but we'll do something else. We got to take a break. All right.
There are some that I'm proud of the poll.
The one Chris Winkie was a good one.
One's back in the 80s and the 70s, but a little disappointed with myself about the ones that, that I've been alive for, especially ones that I was playing college football for at the same time.
Yeah, that was... Not a great showing for me.
Not a great showing in the recent years.
All right. We'll be right back on Football and Random Things presented by Iowa Diamond from the Carl Chevrolet Studios on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
Hey, guys. It's Chris interrupting this podcast because, you know, everybody wants to know that I get it asked all the time. How can we help Cyclone Fanatic? Well, you help Cyclone Fanatic by you support our advertisers. And everybody needs to be aware of eye care. I wasn't for a long time, and I went to Ames Eye Care, and they really helped me out. It's changed my life. I don't have headaches the way that I did. You've heard me talk about this. They're also in Des Moines at Des Moines Eye Care, and you need to think about this with your family. Get the kids checked out. Encourage the wife. Anything. Personalized eye care, designer eyewear. I've got these sweet Maui Jim glasses that I use at work all the time. People think they look awesome. They meet your whole family's vision needs at Ames and Des Moines Eye Care. Check them out today and support Cyclone Fanatic.
Hey guys, it's Jared here with another message from MechDyne. Are you looking to jumpstart your IT career, or maybe you're a student looking to earn some extra cash? Well, listen up. MechDyne is currently looking to hire both full-time and part-time IT help desk agents to respond to and help troubleshoot client IT technical issues. You can get your foot in the door at an awesome company with a super fun culture that I've seen firsthand with my own eyes. So go visit the career page at mechdyne.com. That's MECHDYNE.com. Check them out today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Jeff sucks at naming the Heisman Trophy winners, so we're going to see if he can name teams any better. Okay, this is not the way that I thought this was going to be. It lists out all the years that they've won the national championship. And I guess I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you the most recent one.
What's it? I don't even pronounce.
What do you mean?
Is it Clemson? Clemson?
Oh, no. No, I'm telling I'm going to list the years for you.
Oh, and then I just tell you the team?
Yeah, yeah. So this one's 1942, 1954, 57, 61, 68, 70, 02, and 14.
Would that have been Ohio State?
It would. All right, the most recent one here is 1960.
Okay.
I actually think that I know the answer to this, though.
Let's give it a shot. Is that just are there any other years?
Oh, yeah. There's 34, 35, 36, 40, 41, and 60. And that's why I said that I think I know who it is.
I think that's Navy.
It's not Navy.
Or Army.
It is not Army either.
Really?
Yeah. It's our neighbors to the north. Minnesota. The Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Oh.
That's correct.
Okay. Wait. What years were that? What in the in the 20s? What years were those?
I don't know what I think it was. I thought it was like 34, 30. Yeah. I don't know. It's like 34, 35. And I only knew 60, 40, that's, 41.
That's right in the Floyd Rosedale era.
Yeah.
Which again, if you've never read the story on Floyd Rosedale, go read the story on Floyd Rosedale, and you're not going to want the Floyd Rosedale around again. Just all FYI.
All right. 2007. This is 1908, 1958, 2003, and 2007.
Florida.
No, that's not correct. I don't think that's Florida. Florida won in the 90s.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Florida won in the 90s.
Yes, they did. Actually, I know who it is now. I remember who it is. SEC. One of the few two-loss national champions in the history of college football.
In 2007?
Yeah.
It's not LSU.
It is LSU.
It is LSU.
It is LSU. All right.
No, because I thought Florida.
This one's an easy. This one should be an easy one. 70, 71, 94, 95, 97.
Your Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yep. 83, 87, 89, 91, 2001.
Oklahoma.
Nope.
What?
Nope. Oklahoma's won more than that.
2001. Miami.
Yep. We'll skip that one for now. 1938. 1984.
Is that the only year?
Yeah, it's only 1984. I think I know.
1994 or 1984?
84. I think I know who this is.
1984. What do we have for the Heisman Trophy winner? In 84 was, who do we say it was in 84?
I don't. Oh, Doug Flutie. It's not Boston College, though.
Would that have been? And it's not Miami.
No.
Because Miami was just there. BYU.
I don't think it's BYU. BYU is like, I mean, you want me to guess it?
Sure.
Damn, that was actually right. That's a good call. All right. 1901, 1902, 1903, 1904. I'm gonna guess that these are claimed championships. I don't know who awarded these ones. 1918, 1923, 1933, 1948, and 1997.
That throws a wrench in there.
It was a split title with Nebraska. This team had the Heisman Trophy winner that year.
97. Who do we? I can't believe I didn't get Rashaan Salaam.
It's not Colorado.
No, it's not. Who would have? 1997. Good Lord. You know this one because it was split title with Nebraska.
Yeah, I do know who it is.
This one I'm going to pass. I'm going to wave the white flag.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back to that one. Maybe we'll come back to that one too. 16 and 18, 1981, 2016, 2018.
Clemson.
Yep.
1991.
Yep.
You said him not too long ago.
Colorado.
Yep. Oh, wait,
no. Okay. Never mind. I do. I'll give you that one. I know who that was on me. That was Jordan. It's actually Jordan. Okay. I got that wrong too. Man,
Who is it?
Damn, do I not get another try? Okay, that's kind of stupid. So apparently apparently you don't get a redo.
I think
it's Georgia Tech, but man, some of these are weird. 2000.
That would have been awkward. 2000, just 2000?
Yeah.
There's no other titles.
It says, no, it's 50, 55, 56, 74, 75, 85, and 2000.
That would have been Oklahoma.
Oklahoma didn't... Yeah, it has to be Oklahoma. Yeah, it is. 93, 99, and 13.
Auburn?
No.
13. Who won 2013?
They had the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Oregon?
Nope. Oregon's never won a national championship.
Florida State?
Yep.
Oh, because Oregon lost to Auburn.
Yeah. 31, 32, 62, 67, 72, 74, 78, 03, and 04.
Who won back-to-back titles in 03, 04? That would have...
And they played for one more.
Notre Dame, because that list would be like 37 long.
Yep. Yep. Wouldn't be near that recent either. Come on, who was the team of the mid-2000s? Three Heisman Trophy winners.
USC.
1990. I think that's the most recent one. 1928 and 1917. This had to have been a split with someone.
In 1990?
Yeah, we'll come back to that one. Man, so many of these are like from the 20s and stuff. This one will be an easy one. 25, 26, 30, 61, 64, 65, 73, 78, 79, 92, 09, 11, 12, 15, 17.
Roll Tide?
Yep.
Roll Tide. Todd is just a guy named Todd. Roll Todd.
63, 69, 70, and 05.
Texas.
Yep. Man. 1951 and 1998. It's the year after their great quarterback left. Just taking number one overall in the NFL draft.
That would have been what?
Where'd Peyton Manning go to school, Jeff?
Oh, I mean Tennessee. I didn't think Tennessee won a national title.
It did the year after Peyton Manning. It did.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That is a blind spot in my factual knowledge, as are apparently most of these things.
All right, 19, 24, 29, 30, 43, 46, 47, 49, 64, 66, 73, 77, and 88.
That's a lot of titles.
It's a lot of titles.
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Is that Notre Dame?
That is Notre Dame.
I think the two qualifications for a Notre Dame title is a whole lot of them, and there ain't any of them in my lifetime.
1957 and 2010.
That's Auburn.
Yeah.
Because 2010 would have been...
I think that it's Auburn.
Cameron Newton.
Yeah, that's Auburn. 1976 would have been the most recent one here. 10, 16, 18, 37, and 76. I think I know who this one is.
Army?
No.
Anytime there's a ton of trophies back in the...
Their running back won the Heisman Trophy in 1976.
Because that would have been right before... Because Archie Griffin was 77, 78, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So it would have been right before then.
Played for the Cowboys. Played for the Vikings. Yep. 11, 12, 82, and 86. Who would this have been? 82 and 86.
11, 12?
19, 11, and 19, 12.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant 2011, 2012. No. I was like, I don't think anybody repeated in 11, 12.
I want to say maybe that was...
Is it 83 and 86?
82 and 86. I want to say maybe that's... Maybe that's Georgia? Would that be right?
When did
that couldn't
Herschel
have been
Walker,
right.
Did he play for Herschel Walker?
Yeah, that was in 82, but I think they lost to Penn State. I don't think Penn State won twice, though.
In the 80s?
Yeah. I think they only won one. We'll come back to that one. 1869. I think that's Yale.
1869?
Actually, I think they've...
Ooh, I don't know.
No, I don't want to guess Yale because I feel like they've won more than that. You know,
Fordham.
They're not on the list. 80 is
1980.
Yeah.
Or are they going to be 1880?
No, 1980. No, 1980. I don't know about that one. We haven't done very well with this. Okay, this one's Michigan.
Which one's Michigan?
It was, I think we skipped over it. It was Michigan.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
It was like 97 was the most recent one. That's why I knew that it was Michigan. All right. A lot of these are old now. I'm going to guess this one's Yale. Yep, that was right. It was like all the ones like back. I think the most recent one was 1927. Yeah, I'm going to find one with.
How many people died that year playing football in 1896?
Probably a ridiculous amount.
Because I'm pretty sure that the story of football, like, it exists because Teddy Roosevelt was a big fan of the game and wanted it to not be discontinued because so many people were dying from the game. Yeah. It was like 22 to 25 people a year would die from playing football. And then they're like, hey, how about we don't, how about we outlaw stomping on people on the ground? Is that a thing? Can we do that? And then introduce the forward pass and make people not just run into each other at full speed. So thanks, Teddy Roosevelt. Did a lot of not fun things, but did a lot of fun things.
1896. Maybe that's Cornell. Nope, it's not Cornell. All right. Do you have anything else you want to talk about today? We didn't have anything to talk about.
It's the off season.
It is the off season.
We're getting close to it not being the off season again. Because spring starts next month, or spring ball starts next month.
It does start next month. I can't wait.
Well, and we're nearing the end of February, which means basketball actually becomes relevant again. Like,
still relevant.
I mean, it's been relevant, but where it's not, you're not in the dog days of this. It's right. All the games are like, oh shoot, this actually has a relevancy to the title, like to the division title, and maybe not having Kansas win again, which people were like, oh, writing Kansas off 3 weeks ago. And what did we talk about on here? Freaking Bill Self.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about January basketball.
Well, I mean, sure he cares, but just he just knows that they're playing for something more.
It's not January basketball. He's going to play for early March and get a third round exit. That's what he's playing for.
I guarantee that everybody has turned this podcast off already after hearing the futility of the first half of this thing.
Or people are in their cars shouting at the speakers right now, or were shouting at the speakers, playing along with the fun little trivia game.
Well, you gave them plenty of time to answer, so.
Yeah, I did.
You did, yeah.
I'm not proud of myself, but that's a thing that happened. It's a thing that happened.
Everybody listen to Chris's interview that he did with Matt Campbell. Probably much more entertaining than this podcast. This week, at least.
This wasn't a good fart.
This wasn't our best. Not our best work.
Not our best fart.
We'll be back next week. Thanks to Iowa Diamond.
A bad taste in your mouth.
We've been recording the Carl Chevrolet Studios on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Talk to you guys again soon. Peace.